In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is Palm Sunday, when the Lord Christ entered into Jerusalem, and he was received by all of the city as a king. And we also commemorate the same feast, and we receive him today as a king, and not an earthly one, but we understand how the Lord reigns over his people. And we know, and from the scripture, that when he entered into Jerusalem, the whole city moved. And the people who were telling us the story from the tradition, they say that in the city was around 1 million persons. And the question that should come to our mind, where did these people go? On Friday, after 5 days, there were nobody there. And actually, maybe the same multitude were crying, "Crucify him, crucify him." So the people who received him today as a king, they had maybe an understanding which was not right, that did not allow them to continue the way with him. Today we are all at the church. We receive him as a king, and we cheer for him, Hosanna to the Son of David. But are we all following him? It is good to receive him, but also it is very important that we follow him into his kingdom. What does it take? Who are those people who can receive the Lord and follow him into his kingdom? Let us go and review this subject today. Actually, there are three requirements for anyone to be able to receive and follow the Lord Christ. The first one is to be able to understand and value his gifts. Some people, they have a special way of understanding what God is all about. God in their mind is just a servant for their desires and wishes. Maybe some of the people who received the Lord today in Jerusalem, they were thinking of Christ, Jesus Christ, as being the one who is going to give back the kingdom to Israel. So that's why they stumbled at him when they looked at him crucified on the cross. If we think and we perceive God, the Lord Christ, as an earthly king who is there only to solve our problems and to make our life easy, then we do not understand exactly whom he is and what he can give. What he can give, nobody else can give. His gifts are unmatched. Neither the world nor all of its possessions can match what he can give. Among many of the gifts that he can give to all of us, and he can give to those people who follow him, we will focus on four. The first one is the gift of peace. He is the king of peace, the peace that he only can give, and no one can take it from the heart of those people who embrace it. The peace that comes when man reconciles with himself and with the people around him and with God who created him. When we miss this peace, we will always be troubled and try to find it somewhere else. He is the only one who can give us this peace that no one can take from us. The same peace that made one like Saint Stephen, while he is stoned, still can look to heaven and see it opened, and meditate upon what he is seeing there with the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Father. The peace that can get us through the tribulations, knowing and trusting there is an end for every problem, and trusting that God is leading our path and he will never let us alone. This peace is a gift of this king. No one can match it. Another gift that he only can give is the gift of finding a purpose and fulfillment for our lives. The purpose that makes us to live for something above and beyond our limited beings. The purpose that those people who serve God from all their heart feel is moving them all the times with zeal, making them not willing to find rest until they find a place of rest for God, the Almighty One of Israel. This purpose that makes life has a goal. There is no way we can describe this peace or this purpose unless we all taste it and we know what does it mean to live for something above yourself and beyond your just your family and your desires and your wishes. This purpose that made the people to deny themselves and put away all of their royal cloaks and follow the Lord and selling everything. Why they are doing this? They found purpose. They found fulfillment. Believe me, neither a career or positions or children or anything that can give us this fulfillment that we attain when we find in Him and only in Him and in His church a purpose for our life. He is the only one also who can free us and make us to enjoy freedom as it ought to be. Freedom that frees us from inside, where I am not enslaved to anything. I am totally in control of myself, something that we are all longing for. Freedom is not that no one not understood with the way that no one is reigning over us. This is not freedom. Freedom is the true one is from inside, where I am not taken into captivity of anything, any habit or a misconduct or anything. He is the only one who can give it to us. He is the only one also who promised and He can give us eternal life. That's why St. Peter told them, where should we go? The words of the kingdom are with you and with you alone. If we have another agenda, another maybe expectation from Him beyond these, then we do not understand Him yet and we will always come and stumble at a certain point. If I still think of the Lord as a one who just provider of blessings, then when these blessings are not there, then I lose peace and I lose hope in Him. All of the earthly blessings are either given or denied for a good reason by Him. Their presence do not always mean that God is like happy with this person, and their absence doesn't always mean also that God is upset at this person. We have to understand what really the good things that we attain when we follow Him should have our eyes fixed on these gifts. We ask for them all the time and we should be able to enjoy them as well. We understand and value what He can give: peace, purpose, freedom, and eternal life. Another thing also that makes us to be able to receive and follow the King. Kindly, الولاد, do not wander في الكنيسة. Not because it's a feast, then this is an excuse not to follow what we used to follow في الكنيسة. All the kids to sit beside their parents, please. Another reason, another actually cause for those people who follow Him, they understand also and they know and accept the cost of the path. Sometimes we assume that following Him will make us to be immune against all of the problems. When we come to the cross, to the narrow gate and the difficult road, then a lot of people, they stumble and they get back from behind Him. No, He did not promise us anything else. He before told us that you want to follow Me, you deny yourself, you carry your cross, and He said that we have to struggle to go from the narrow gate and go through the difficult road. Every day we have to carry this cross. We have to accept the shame of following Him, the persecution that will befall upon those who want to follow Him, the temptation that we should resist all the time, all of the things that we have to turn our eyes from day after day, all of the thoughts that are pushing us for something that's not holy, not acceptable, all of these struggles that should take place, we should understand it and we accept it as something that's expected along the way following the King to His kingdom. He experiences pain as well. Sometimes when we look at Him and say, why you are allowing this pain to befall upon Me? He might be answering and saying that I went through this That's why I understand your feeling. He did not spare pain from his only begotten son. It was in the way of our salvation, and he found it is necessary to bear it, and then he did. Why we find it difficult while we wanted to follow him that we go under the same pain as well? Many, many people stumble because of the cross. The cross is a good thing that we hang over our necks. Maybe we do something like this. Looks nice. Kids want to take it. But this is not the cross is about. The cross is painful, and we have to understand that. Those who know and accept the cost of the path are those people who are able to receive and follow the King. The third one, those who can receive and follow the King are those who can commit themselves to the goal. Commitment is the word that lasts forever. It's not something that I do it today and I am done. It's something that when I say I commit, this means that I will follow to the end. That's why the people, when they come to marry, sometimes they do not understand that they are committing themselves to a life that will never, will not end unless their life here on earth comes to an end. This commitment makes a lot of people also to stumble, simply because they cannot commit themselves to anything. Sometimes they do not see the goal. After some time they say, why I'm doing this? Why I'm walking all of this? Why I'm enduring? Why should I take all of this altogether? Simply because you are committed. If you are not committed, then you cannot make it. Commitment cannot be something temporary, cannot be something for a while. Many people started with the Spirit and they did not conclude, unfortunately, because they were not able to commit themselves to the goal. If I miss the goal, I will never be able to commit myself. So, looking here to the people who received the Lord Christ in Jerusalem, we should not be like many of them who just cheered for him with the palm leaves and after few days just left him alone. Those people who can receive and follow the Lord Christ to his kingdom, remember this, need these three things, are those people who understand and value his gifts, that's peace, purpose, freedom, and eternal life, are those people who know and accept the cost of the path, and are those people who can commit themselves to the goal. Glory be to God forever and ever.